With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Consumers cut back on retail purchases in April and May, pinching pennies in response to inflation.
Retail sales rose a meager 0.1% in May, and April sales were revised downward from unchanged to a 0.2% decline, according to the latest report from the Commerce Department. Sales of clothing and accessories were up slightly, and May spending rose 0.3% if you exclude gas. Although gas prices are falling, sales at gas stations, which include convenience items, were down 2.2%. Building and garden supplies were down 0.8%, and restaurant spending fell 0.3%.
That's correspondent Jennifer King reporting. Majorities of Americans favor forgiving all or some of an individual's medical debt if that person is facing hardships.
That's according to a new poll from the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy and the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research. It finds that about half of Americans say it's extremely or very important for the U.S. government to provide debt relief for those who have yet to pay off medical treatments.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Bernie Bennett reports sought a meeting between House Speaker Mike Johnson and former President Trump at his Florida home to talk about winning elections in November.
The Mar-a-Lago meeting, Johnson's second in a week with the former president, and one which included National Republican Campaign Committee Chairman Richard Hudson of North Carolina, ended with a thumbs up and a photo op. Mr. Trump had already helped candidates in many GOP contests this year, but this sit-down shows the party leaders working toward even more collaboration as the election approaches. Johnson wrote on social media, "Our party is united and working together. I'm confident we will send President Trump back to the White House, win back the Senate, and grow our House Republican majority." Just last week, Mr. Trump told a crowd of House Republicans that he would devote his own time to keeping their majority in November. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. Franklin Graham was busy preaching the gospel in the UK over the weekend.
8,000 people came to the Birmingham Resorts World Arena to hear the popular evangelist tell them, quote, "Jesus Christ is not dead. He's alive, and he's here tonight." Polls show that Christianity is declining in the United Kingdom at a rate even faster than here in the U.S., and Graham would like to see the numbers turn around. He is scheduled to visit Scotland this coming Saturday for a gospel festival in the city of Glasgow. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It was in 1915 the Ottoman Empire began a genocidal purge of Christian believers. One religious freedom group now warns the leader of modern-day Turkey would like to start another one. A new report by International Christian Concern accuses Turkish President Erdogan of engineering hostility toward believers as he tries to make his country more Islamic. ICC points to attacks against Christians and desecration of Christian sites. This is SRN News. Yellowstone visitors now hoping to catch a glimpse of a very rare white buffalo.
The recent appearance of a white bison calf has excited wildlife watchers in Yellowstone National Park. Many are keeping a close watch for the little creature since Montana wildlife photographer Aaron Bratton got several photos of the calf with its mother on June 4th, shortly after its birth. The calf, though, has not been spotted since, leading many to speculate it may have died. Jason Walker reporting.
Researchers now examining dozens of bottles of cherries and berries uncovered from the cellar of George Washington's Mount Vernon estate along the Potomac River. Those turned up during an archaeological dig connected to a restoration project. One researcher says the discovery of so much perfectly preserved food from more than 250 years ago is unprecedented. More details at SRNnews.com.